Okay. Hey Google, what's today's date?
It's Monday, April 22nd, 2024.
Hey Google, what time is it?
It's 7:32 a.m.
Okay, so I am basically just documenting what happened to me yesterday. I even was thinking, should I go live? Like, I don't know. I don't think I'm comfortable going live all the time. Like these recordings that I do them every day. And I've been doing them every day since my surgery, since 2015. Sometimes I do them 2 or 3 times a day. And it's more like just documenting and detailing what's happened to me. And I think I'm more comfortable with that. But then the rationale behind it is you're documenting what happens to you every day, and sometimes, often, you're not even reporting the things that are being done to you. So what's the point? Because it's like I have so many recordings. I have like I said, I have over 2,000 audio recordings. This is no lie. I have two, if 2,000, I could just like create a whole bunch of listeners for my podcast by just taking a 1 year of my recordings and just dropping them all at once. The only reason why I won't do that is because I have to re-listen to them because they're very, how can I say? They're obviously very honest, authentic, and very revealing. And I wasn't really doing, I was doing it for accountability, but I wasn't like, because when you think of a podcast, you think of like a show, you know, like it's a show, like to, you know, capture listeners. And my motivation behind doing the recordings is for like accountability and to also try to capture important details about the way that this biotech is used and who's using it and their mentality and how they use it and trying to, it's like, how can you fix the problem if you don't understand the algorithm? So I feel like the way that this biotech is used is a problem. I feel like if it wasn't a problem, I wouldn't need to do the podcast. I wouldn't need to record every day. I wouldn't feel like there needs to be accountability because it wasn't being in it, used in a way where I felt that there was a problem. I feel like the way that the biotech is used, there's a problem. That is why I wrote the manuscript, What's the Matter? The Psychology of Feeling in the Era of AI. I start out with the problem from the bat, like when I first start explaining, and it's a broader, more ambiguous and issue that I then hone in on as I go through the manuscript. I get more specific in explaining the bigger idea of what the intent is behind this biotech. So I start with a worldview of like what this biotech is, what it's meant to be used for, and then I specifically pinpoint. But in real time, I show different ways that it's been used and the issues that are concerning with it. So, like yesterday, something happened to me, and I think what I'm about to say, well, first of all, let me just say this. I've said this many times, and I hope that I can say this correctly. Someone wants to control the narrative of how this biotech is discussed. And I feel like the easiest way for you to do that is by deliberately going out of your way to use it a certain way so that it will cause my articulation to go in a certain direction. So I said that the way the biotech is used is a reflection of the character of the individual that's using it, like the end user. So the way you use it tells me what your intent is. The way you use it tells me what your mentality is. The way you use it tells me, it shows me how you see me as well. Except I don't see myself through the eyes of my end users. I just see how they're using it. But I also feel like they're doing it on purpose so that will be my conversation. And I sometimes feel defeated because it's like I'm really documenting the way someone else is using it on me. And it's like I can't run from it. But then I know that it doesn't have to be used that way. And I know that often the biotech isn't being used that way on me. Like if there's a such thing as being able to use something respectfully. Like I feel like at times this biotech has been used with purpose. And purpose that is not disrespectful, that is not power playing, that is not power tripping, that is not demeaning, that is not demoralizing, is used for what it also can be used for, which is to communicate undetected at the speed of light, incognito, an important message that's relevant that might create change or ripple effect, not to hurt people, but to save people. So it's like this biotech has a two-way street, except somebody, bad actors, they use it the negative way. They use it as a way to like power trip, power play. I feel like I always said that it like, they use it according to the size of their dicks. So I feel like the smaller the person's dick is, the worse they use it. Like the more disrespectful they use it. Like I feel like it makes up for the size of their dick. I do. It just feels that way because it seems like unnecessary power playing and power tripping just to make you feel like you somehow got so much control over another individual. And it's also disrespectful. The way that this biotech is being used on me is disrespectful. And I feel like there needs to be accountability for the people that snuck this in my body, and also not for the people that are using it on me in a disrespectful way. They need to pay a price for it. They need to, like, I feel like if there was some kind of penalty for misuse and abuse of the biotech on another human, then it would serve its purpose when necessary, at times that were necessary, if there were any times at all. But it wouldn't be used in a way to demean, demoralize, to power play, power trip, to mock, to hurt, to harm, to do all these horrible things. Like, this biotech was snuck in my body, but because it's been in my body for 9 years, I've existed with it. So I kind of know, like, what's tolerable and what's not tolerable. If any of it is tolerable at all, right? So, but I was never given a choice. It was snuck in my body. I always say that because I feel like when I reason with the way this biotech should be used to listeners who don't have this biotech in their body, that sounds crazy to them because it's like, girl, this shouldn't be in your body in the first place. And I would absolutely 1,000,000% agree with you. It shouldn't be in my body in the first place, but it is because they snuck it in my body. So it's like I had no choice but to figure out how to either cope or die with it in my body. And I've coped. And through that coping, I have discovered a lot about the biotech and all the different ways that it's used in all different facets of the way that it's used. So, but yesterday it was like, I always call it like the pee under the mattress, the insignificant, the petty. It was insignificant and petty, but yet it was significant. And the reason why I'm documenting it, because I'm always hoping that there's people who listen to my recordings and are also trying to figure out who's doing this to me, and they take them out. Like, you know, like that song, Static, don't start none, won't be none, Static. So I always feel like document and hope that whoever is doing this to you, that you're pulling the blanket off of them or the covers off of them, you know, because the cover is the incognito. The cover is the electromagnetic wave and the fact that it's remote and the fact that you really can't see what someone is doing to me with the biotech underneath my skin unless I say something. So it's kind of like I have to say what I was using at the time when it happened. So I was using my iPhone XR. Where was I at? I was sitting in my bedroom. And who was I talking to? I was talking to my daughter on her phone. And what was my daughter doing? My daughter was texting me using iMessage. And no one else was around me. And it was dark. It was dark in my room. I was on my phone. And she was at work in her car. And she texted me, asked me for some money. And I basically responded. I said, my answer is the same answer you gave me when I asked you to clean up the poop after her puppy, Madam. So my daughter has a new puppy. Her name is Madam. And she pooped. And I asked my daughter to clean it up before her and her friend, whoever. It didn't matter which one did it. They both was in the hallway. And I asked them to clean it up when I came out my room and I saw it on the stairs. And my daughter literally was like, Mommy, I'm in a rush. I can't do it right now. I gotta go. And her and her friend literally left with it there. So I got it, you know, because I'm not going to just sit there and look at shit on the floor. But I felt like, okay, whatever, you know. But later on, my daughter calls us like, Mommy, can I have some money? And I was like, well, my answer is the same answer you gave me when I asked you to clean up the poop after Madam. And then she sends me this long explanation. Well, the reason why Madam did this is because you let Madam out, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, I can't even prove or disprove this long explanation as to why you did what you did. But my answer to you is the same answer you gave me when I asked you to clean up after your puppy. You know what I mean? Like, so then she texts me back and she's like, well, now you have to come get me. And I'm like, where are you at? She's like, I'm at work. And I said, is the car out of gas? She was like, no, I need to get to the gas station. But if you don't give me the money, then I can't get back. So then I sent her the money. Like, so nothing was happening to me at the time. So then I sent her the little chump change so she could get the gas, right? But then when I sent it, it wasn't before I sent it. It was after I sent it. When I sent it, all of this is being done on my iPhone. All of a sudden, I get pin stabbed behind my ear. Now, here's the thing. When I use my iPhone often, I will get hurt. Like, sometimes I get burned and all kinds of stuff. Like, sometimes my word games... Even, like, I shouldn't even say this, but I have a screenshot of one of my word games spelling my name. Okay, so someone, like, fucks with my head when I use certain apps. And then they do things to my body at the same time when I use certain apps. Like, and I delete the apps. And I feel like those people need to be put down like dogs. That's how I feel. Like... Because they want to use the biotech to try to, like, make themselves relevant in every facet of my life. But it's not in a, like, positive way. It's more like, I always imagine that it's like a gamer. Like, they think the biotech is like some kind of toy. And they think that the human body is a toy. And they think that I think that they get off on being able to affect individuals, not just with the biotech inside the human body, but also within your environment when you're using certain things. And the thing is, I feel like they're young, or I shouldn't even say that they're young, because they might not be young. I think that they're ignorant. I think that whoever is doing this to me is really ignorant, and they don't like know history, and they don't know, they're not really that educated. Because I feel like if they knew history and they were like really educated, that even if they had this type of knowledge, you know, like, because just because you can code doesn't mean that you're smart. Just because you're a coder doesn't mean that you are, you know, your history. A lot of who you call smart people are actually very ignorant. They're obnoxious, ignorant assholes. Literally fucking morons, but they're smart. They can code, they can do math. That's not, to me, that's book knowledge, but it's not what I call leadership skills to make sure that a nation is safe. You're just smart in one area, but you're a fucking moron, you're ignorant, you're an asshole, you don't know history, you don't respect women, so I feel like it's not just about being book smart when it comes to coding and math. You gotta have some type of ethics, some type of morals. You have to know history, you have to understand the impact of your actions. And some of these coders and designers are just fucking ignorant. They're morons. They're not smart. And I feel and I can tell by the way that they use it. It's just they want to have a reason to use it. They want to have a reason to kind of interfere or power play or power trip in the most irrelevant, insignificant parts of my life, doing things that to me are demoralizing and derogatory and just unnecessary. And I feel like it's because there's no penalty for misuse and abuse. You're not really having to pay a cost for misusing and abusing biotech that is in my body. You get to sit there and watch everything that I do on my phone and who I talk to. And then you do things to my body all at the same time, just trying to power play, power trip, interfere. And I feel like that's what compels me to do to document every day, because I feel like it's the petty and the insignificant that's going to get a lot of people killed. And I say that because the devil is in the details, because this is not a toy. The biotech is not a toy, and it's in inside somebody's body, it's not a toy. And then affecting someone's nerves and creating all types of feelings that maybe, for me, I've had 9 years to order it. I've been playing chess with this biotech in my body and all the feelings that it creates, both physical and emotional, that affect me cognitively, that affect me physically. I've been playing chess with this for 9 years, so I'm able to order some of it. But sometimes it catches me off guard. Sometimes the things that happen to me, I have to kind of check myself against what somebody else is doing to me at a time that I don't expect it. And the whole thing is I never expect it. But there's certain things that, like I said, I'm like Lucy, I'm at 99%. There's a lot of things that have been repetitive where it's kind of I've ordered it already. I've put it in its place. So you're not going to be able to get my goat. You know what I mean? Even yesterday when that happened, I had no reaction. I didn't flinch. I didn't bat the eyes. I didn't reflex. I didn't do anything. I just felt it. And I felt it in slow motion. And I felt how horrific, like I always say, they're always running football plays, trying to figure out what nerve they can penetrate to cause some type of reaction. And my body is kind of like that first or second exam that you have at a chiropractor where they take a little, one of those little, it's not, I forget what it's called, but they tap it on your knee and they watch your knee reflex. I don't have those type of reflexes because by way of habituation, I don't have them. It's like, you've tried this. I've been tortured. Literally. I've always said that I've been tortured. I've been through boot camp with this biotech in my body. But someone keeps trying it. They're always trying it. And see, the camera was right in my face because I was texting. And then I was sending money to my daughter. And then right after I did it, that's when I got stabbed, And so this could be giving out free information, because it's like, now you know that I felt that I feel everything. I feel everything from the tips of my toenails to the fibers in my hair. Your problem is that it doesn't have any power without my response. right? So it's kind of like you're trying to create a reaction. You're trying to get a reaction from me and you're not able to get one. But then I document because I want a reaction to be given to you in a way where you like lose your life, lose your job, lose your money, lose your income for misusing and abusing biotech on my body. Like I want accountability for whoever is doing this to me. You know, I want you caught. And so I don't know how to get you caught other than to say what happened to me. What was I doing? What was I using? When did it happen? Where was I targeted? And hope that there are people listening to figure out the same thing so that you can't use it this way. So you heard, someone heard me because I just got a little light buzz in my left middle finger. Good. And it's an absolute and total fuck you too. So it's like my goal is to get you caught. I'm not your property. I'm not your property. I'm not a robot. I'm not a drone. I'm not a puppet. You're not a ventriloquist. You're not a god. You don't own me. You're not an overseer. You're a punk bitch with a little dick sitting behind fucking biotech trying to power play and power trip with a very, very powerful, dangerous weapon that happens to be in my body. And I want fucking accountability for the way that you're using it. It's just that simple. So I'm telling you who you are and who I am. And I'm telling you that I'm not going to be silent and because I feel like I'm a pioneer. What is a pioneer? One of the first. I'm privy. I'm privy to what is happening here. And I'm a broken record because I feel like if we're going to use this technology, then there has to be some type of one, legislation, regulation, policy, code of ethics, morals. All of those things have to be applied to something that is in someone else's body that other people have access to. You have to have accountability for the way that you use this type of technology, or you're going to kill a lot of people. And to me, it defeats its purpose. You're not protecting anyone. You're not keeping anyone safe. You're using it like you're in a fucking video game. And you're not measuring the cost of it. Like, who is it, the measure? You don't even know how I would react to some of the stuff that you're doing to me. You don't even care. So you're not really trying to keep people safe. You're sitting there playing with it like it's a fucking toy or something. You're fucking irresponsible for the way that you're using the biotech. And DC needs to know this. Y'all are fucking morons. Just because you can code and design doesn't mean that you should sit there and use biotech on someone else's body like this, not knowing what the reaction could be and what it could do to the people, me and the people in the environment that I'm reacting with. That's irresponsible. That's stupid. Y'all are not that fucking smart. So it's like, these are the recordings that I'll be keeping private that I probably should have put out there. Like I have recordings like many of these, like hundreds of these same recordings where I'm really just bashing the people that have done this to me. I don't really think that y'all are that smart. I say that y'all are smart people, but y'all really aren't. I don't think that y'all are that smart, because if you were, you wouldn't use it this way. Like, smart people wouldn't use biotech this irresponsibly. You know, you can, like I said, what I say in my manuscript, you can be smart and stupid all at the same time, period. You can be smart on one end and just a complete idiot on the other. And that's what I have found with this biotech. You have to be smart to be able to code and design technology where you turn the whole human body, the nervous system, into a CPU unit that you can remote control and create all these sensations. But that's just the mechanics and the functionality of it. But what are you using it for? Like, what is your purpose? What is the point? Like, that's the part where I feel like y'all, you lose intelligence. Like, you're not collecting intelligence. You're not collecting data. You're sitting there misusing and abusing biotech that could cause catastrophic ripple effects within society for your irresponsible use. That serves no purpose. It what you did to me served really no purpose at all, but just to hurt me or try to, you know, power trip or power play to try to intimidate me, even though you did it after I sent the money, it still wasn't the point. It was like, it was like, would you do that to me anyway? Like, I mean, I literally think about the fact that I raised three children with this biotech in my body. Like, I always say, I said something in my manuscript is that I'm not built like a Marine soldier, but I am. Like, cause it's like, can you change diapers? Can you, I wasn't changing diapers cause my kids were older, but I'm just saying, I feel like women are much stronger than men give us credit for. I mean, I've taken a lot of pain raising three kids, going in and out of soccer, football, wrestling, volleyball, basketball, games, concerts, band concerts, you know, with all these things happening to me, I was still mom, still trying to do the right thing as mom for all of my kids. And all of my kids were in all those sports. My son did wrestling and football. My other daughter did soccer and baseball. And then my other daughter did volleyball and basketball. So literally, I'm not just naming sports. These are all the sports games that I've had to go to throughout the years with biotech in my body. At times getting attacked while I'm sitting in the bleachers and not responding to it at all and ignoring it while I'm at all these things. I have videos, pictures, all kinds of things to show. I have, my son has his wrestling pictures. My son has his football pictures. My daughter has her soccer pictures. My other daughter has her volleyball pictures. Like, these are like real things that I had to go through. I've had this biotech in my body since 2015. And like, if people from Bali hear this recording and were like, yep, you know, while I was at your sports games, I had this biotech in my body. And I tried to do the right thing, even though somebody was doing the wrong thing. And still, someone keeps trying to do the wrong thing with the biotech. And I wanted to stop. And I can't give you back something that I didn't take. And you can't remove something that you won't admit is there. Like, I keep... So... Since this is true, these are all facts, then the next thing is, since it's in my body, I'm going to document in detail everything about it and pray and hope for accountability that I still have not received and may never receive. But I also feel like when I think historically about pioneers, often with pioneers, they were writing, documenting, detailing, unnoticed, not listened to. People weren't paying attention until, like, I mean, almost every pioneer I can think of, that was the case. Like, when it came to something new and a discovery or something that other people had not yet experienced, but they had experienced, it was foreign to often people that had not gone through this. They didn't see the relevance of it until a certain point. And I've always felt that that was me from 2015. Is like, you had people might be annoyed with you, they might not like you, they may say, oh, you know, you're a broken record, blah 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 blah, but you know that these things are happening. You know, you're very much aware that this is how they're using it, and you know that it's a problem, and you have to document, you have to detail, because in order for it even to change or get better, they have to first be aware. They have to know that this is even possible and that this is how it's being used in order to make it better, to change the way that it's being used, to make sure that it's not used that way in the future. So regardless of how petty and insignificant or irrelevant you think your documentation and details are about the way this biotech is used, you know, based on how it made you feel and based on the possible reactions that you know, based on human nature, other humans might have if this happens to them, and to make sure that end users, people who have access to other people's bodies, are also aware of the reactions that could possibly happen if this happened to them, will stop using it that way, that it should not be used that way. So sometimes I'm like, sometimes even with me saying all of that, I still be like thinking, oh, this is petty, this is insignificant. You can't document every little thing that happens to you. And the thing is, I don't always document every little thing that happens to me. Like, to me, what happened to me yesterday was little, but it was painful. But it wasn't the little and the painful that made me document. It was the intent of the end user that made me document. It was, I knew what the intentions were. And I'm like, if this is what this person, whoever did that to me, is doing to me and maybe other people, they got to get taken out. You can't use it that way. You should not want to use it that way. You're an idiot. You're a fucking moron to do something like that to someone's body, to sit there and spy on everything that I'm doing, to try to make yourself relevant. And just simple things like conversations. And like I said, you did afterwards. But I just feel like, what is going on in your head that you would even want to use it that way on someone else? And I always think, like, this biotech is like, it feels sometimes like being on a playground and getting teased and bullied and no one coming to break it up or stop it. That's what it feels like. That's like a metaphor for, but it's kind of like when you're on a playground and like you got certain people that tease and bully and then no one comes to break it up. Like, and so I'm the only one standing there and no one's coming to make it stop. No one's coming to break it up. No one's coming to, you know, so it's kind of like I have to like stand my ground with the biotech in my body with idiots and morons misusing it and abusing it, and it's in my body, and I still have to like know who I am, choose to be who I am regardless of what someone is doing to me. And it sometimes can seem very defeating in a way. I still choose to be me regardless of what I'm feeling or what someone is doing to me. But in my opinion, that takes strength and that takes courage, because I don't falter. Like I don't crawl in a corner and like hide, even though parts of me does. I feel like parts of me does. Parts of me gives myself a break from the misuse and abuse of who's doing this to me. And I always think like whoever set me up for this biotech really must have hated me. It always feels that way. They had to have hated me. Because of the way that I live in this house with this biotech in my body, because of the way that I'm treated with this biotech in my body, from the lack of money and resources, from the bathroom to the kitchen to the like, oh, and I forgot. How did I forget that? Someone also tried to digitally rape me. So not too long after I got stabbed at the upper part of my ear, after I sent my daughter the money, that's when the stab came. Then shortly after that, I had cracked open my cherry blush. I have like this cherry blush slushy that I had bought yesterday, but I never opened it. I cracked it open. I don't know what time it was. It was like sometime in the evening. So as soon as I cracked open the cherry slush, literally you could hear it open up. Then all of a sudden, my vaginal area starts to get squeezed and points in my vaginal area starts vibrating. And I said something in front of my phone. I said that I'm in fucking hell and I can't even wash my ass with hot water. And you're sitting here trying to digifuck me. And then it suddenly, like after about 3 or 4 minutes after I said that, then it just stopped. And I was just like, and then I thought about the recording that I did yesterday, and I had how I said that I haven't had sex with anyone since 2010, how I haven't been on vacation since 2013. And I was just thinking how my life has been taken from me. Like for a science project, I was thinking that whoever did this to me must have hated me. And then I feel like I'm being villainized in a way to justify continuing to steal away my life. And I feel like whoever has done this to me feels like they're entitled and emboldened to hold my life hostage and not pay me restitution until I give them back the biotech that they snuck in my body. And I'm like, no, your life and your freedom and your money should be taken from you, not because you snuck it in my body. Like, you can't hold me to a standard that is illegal and unconstitutional. You can't, but you are. Somehow you're able to keep me without money, without resources, living in a dilapidated house, and still be able to fondle my body as like some type of strong arm tactic to give me back something that you did illegally. I feel like you shouldn't have a say. You, and I use pronouns because it's like, I don't know who's attacking me every day. So I have to use a pronoun. It's kind of like if someone hacks your computer, you would say, you would use a pronoun. You would use you, they, them, because you don't know who hacked your computer. You couldn't say a specific name, right? So I can say Allegheny Health Network snuck this biotech in my body, and Dr. Fred Price was my surgeon. So I can use their names, the origins of how this biotech got in my body. However, I don't always assume that it is Dr. Frederick V. Price, MD, attacking me every day. I don't assume that it's him. I assume that it's someone accessing the biotech in my body remotely. So I have to use a pronoun. But back to what I was saying, I feel like you, them, they, whoever keeps attacking me is trying to use strong arm tactics to get me to give back something that is inside my body. But I always go through those steps in order to get something back that is inside my body, means that you would have to cut on my body. And you, why would you let someone who is dishonest, who won't tell the truth, cut you open? So, and why should I be punished for someone else committing an illegal act by sneaking something in my body that I never asked for? I feel like the person who is hurting me should be dealt with. I feel like no one should be able to dictate to me anything about this biotech or try to hurt me to dictate to me about this biotech. You know, like you don't get to make the rules about the biotech that you illegally snuck in my body, but you're trying to do it by using these strong arm tactics of deliberate misuse and abuse. And then it's like my life has been on hold for like, and I feel like you're deliberately keeping me without money or resources, like you're holding me hostage. That's what it feels like. I'm being held hostage by way of poverty and by way of misuse and abuse of the biotech that is inside my body. That is how you're holding, in denial of truth. I'm being denied truth, justice, restitution, and someone is misusing and abusing the biotech in my body. And I don't have adequate resources. Like this, the way I'm living isn't even subpar. It's below that. So I feel like that's your, in a way you're like holding me hostage, because if the truth was to come out, which it is out, but if it was to, justice was to be served, meaning I have like a human rights, a civil rights, a medical malpractice attorney that would sue Allegheny Health Network and West Penn Hospital for what they did to me, then I would be able to get restitution and then I wouldn't have to live this way. Right. But you're denying me those things because you want either the biotech, which I don't think that's what you want. I think you want my body with the biotech in it. Like, I feel like getting the biotech out of my body has no value to you. You want my body. So you're like using these strong arm tactics of misuse and abuse and deprivation of money and resources, like I'm living in a third world country. Nothing about this biotech in my body is third world, but my bathroom is third world. My kitchen is third world. My bank account is, I don't know, zilch. but the electromagnetic waves running through my body is like in abundance. The how it functions is in abundance. And I'm like, you spent all of your money and resources making sure that this biotech in my body works like a fine-tuned machine and that you can remote control my vagina, but you didn't value anything else in my life as far as my standards of living, my quality of living, having enough money to pay all of my bills. So I just see where your priorities were, like as far as like what you've done to me, you know, like, so I always say no one can ever question my priorities, because your priorities were spending all your money and research to make sure that you can remote control a woman's vagina and be able to do all these things to my body and nothing else. So I, you know, this live is raw, and I feel very defeated because a lot of my recordings, I talk about all the things that this biotech can do to take us forward, you know, like, cause I never want to seem like the victim. I never want to seem negative but the truth is, when I really tell the truth about the biotech and the way that it's presently and currently being used, it is negative. It's just, I don't want to stay there. I feel like I'm communicating the way that someone else is using it negatively, but because I'm the messenger, it's like I'm the face of it. And I hate that, because I'm like, no, I want to be the face of all the other ways that this biotech can be used and all the positive things that it can do. And all the places that it will take us if it's used in a correct way. I want to be that face. I don't want to be this face of all the negative things that someone else is choosing to do with it. But I can't avoid, I feel like I'm venting in some way, because I am being subject to the negative, and I want it to stop. So it's like I feel like I have to say something if you want it to stop. But then I'm also mad because I'm like, now you're the face of the ridiculous. Now you're the face of the negative. Now you're the face of the scary and the horrible. Meanwhile, you'll turn on the news and then the other parts of this technology will be in some film and it'll be like fascinating, or it'll be like, or somebody from Google will be talking about asynchronous and what it means. And if they all know, if one knows, then they all know, when really that came parts of his topic came from you and your recordings and you talking about the fact that you're asynchronous, but he gets all the respect and all the accolades and he looks real intelligent, and you're sitting in here talking about, you know, what this kind of stuff, you know. So it kind of is very defeating. Very defeating. But I also feel like you got to get the people that are misusing the biotech and power tripping and power playing, that are really just fucking idiots that know how to code and don't know anything else, that don't know better. You have to get them. You have to weed them out. And if you're weeding out using the biotech, that's fine too. But I don't think so. I really don't. I feel like now that it's out there, other countries are advancing. I can't imagine what the Orient is doing. Like I said, they've been manipulating elements before outside in their external environment, and now that they can do it internally and externally, I feel like they on some other level with it. I'm sure of it, because they have been the ones that have looked at pain as though it's a part of life. I don't know, like the Yamabushi. Like, I mean, it's certain things that I've studied that I talk about in my manuscript, where I feel like there are certain groups of people from different places all over the world that have mastered the art of pain, meaning they've been able to use pain as more like an asset of power than of debilitation. So, or did I say that right? Did I use that word right? I don't know if I used that word right. I don't think I said that right. But anywho, so I just feel like, you know, some people, and I feel like, and I've studied some of their techniques to try to master the pain that I've gone through, because I that was one of the questions that I've asked, even because my manuscript could have very well have been not what's the matter, the psychology of feeling, but just simply a manuscript that talks about overcoming pain, because that is like even there was an article that I said was stolen from me. My words were stolen from me that I had tweeted out several years back. And it was an article on pain. Because at one point I was studying just pain. And then it became like the psychology of feeling, because I realized that it wasn't just pain. It was emotional. And it was affecting me psychologically and socially and intellectually, which is the same as cognitively. So I realized that it wasn't just the pain. It was everything else about it. Cause not everything with this biotech hurts. It was affecting my psychology. It was affecting the way I think, my mind, and my mind was affecting everything else in my environment. And it was being guided often by what was happening to me physically. And then the physical was affecting my emotions. So then I had to use it. I had to figure out a way to reverse some of those negative feelings and negative thoughts that were coming from the pain that I was in. So I was like, is there a way for me to reverse, to somehow take the reins and control the negative impact that these physical feelings are having on me, as far as like the way someone is using a biotech on me? Is there a way for me to gain control and to counteract against it? And I found lots of answers. I found like a whole lot of answers just on pain, on the tolerance of pain, on the recalibration, changing the chessboard around on pain. And I found that there were certain groups of people from certain regions that had mastered conquering pain, that actually they used pain for things that made them more powerful. And it was very interesting. It was very interesting. And I realized too, and also I realized that I wasn't the only one that was doing research on it. That there were like white men that were going on, what do you call those things? Not expeditions, but they were like going on retreats. it seemed like a lot of white people. They was going on retreats trying to learn the same thing about mastering certain elements of pain. And I felt like it was very interesting. So, and I saw the places that they were going to. and I understood that there is a way for the human to master certain elements of pain, to conquer it. But I feel like the average person should even have to do that? No. I don't feel like the average person should ever have to go through that and deal with that and do that. But I didn't have a choice. So I always say that I never had a choice. And if I was going to survive, I had to find a way to conquer, to overcome, to cope, to deal. And I did the research to see if that was even possible. And I found that it was, that people have chosen to do that even without having biotech in their body, for different reasons, from different cultures, and for different rewards. And so I was like, okay, I can do this. You know, I can do this. It's possible. So anywho, I am done with this recording. I think I am. I don't know who did that to me yesterday. But you need to stop. And I'm trying to think, is there anything else I want to say? I don't think so. How long is this recording? And this is one where I'm live, but I'm like, this is one where I don't know, should I post it or not? Yeah, because I'm live. So it's like, it's been heard by somebody, right? Maybe. And I'm like, do I even really want to post it? Oh, someone said, konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. Hello. Hello. So I don't know who that is, but there's like one person in here and I don't even know if, yeah, konnichiwa. So yeah, I am not sure if I'm going to actually post this though. It's live, so it's posted, but it's not like I have to publish it even after I did a live. So we'll see.